computer like spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
What the heck is this?
That's Brian out of control.
What is this, some Buckeye
it's
thing?
It's the Buckeye chant.
Didn't they overrun Tempe enough last night?
They called this the Nut Chant.
The what?
The Nut Chant.
The Nut Chant.
I made that up. I don't know what they
called it. Nah, we wanted to give Brian a little more glory on the air here.
I bet you the words fight, fight, fight exist in this song somewhere.
Yeah, fight, yeah. It's the Ohio State.
Right there.
Buckeyes fight song.
The national champions of football in college. And do they play football? Is that what they do? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, if you overlook the fact that they got a phantom call to continue the game, it's whatever.
How many power plays were in the game last night?
Power plays? Yeah. No biscuits in the basket.
No.
Wrong sport. You're listening to what used to be the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Michael Valdivia, the data nurse.
Right? Definitely.
Self-proclaimed.
Yes.
And you have a calendar coming out soon, is that what you said?
Yeah, probably in a couple months.
All right, okay.
For 2004.
Let's see if we can help Brian before the show is completely done. Brian, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, Kim.
Good morning.
Long-time listener. Great to hear you guys.
Thank
you. Always lots of information.
Super.
Listen, I was wanting to know about, I'm getting ready to get into some, heavier gaming than what I've been doing, and I wanted to know, get your opinion as to what's, better for the gaming.
What's the most bestest video card for gaming?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in a system with a Pentium 4 at 1.6 gigahertz.
Okay. The video card is the most important. In fact, if you put a really good video card on an older machine, the gaming experience typically is better than if you put a so-so video card on a really fast machine.
Yeah.
So yeah, the video card is
huge when it comes to gaming, and generally they're going to get different opinions out there. It's like elbows. Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah.
Elbows?
I can't see the other word.
Yeah.
it's the Ford Chevy thing right now, though.
The biggest popular among gamer card out there is something with an NVIDIA GeForce chipset, specifically like a GeForce 4, which is the latest in their offerings. That's probably going to have the most support as far as gamers who will say, yeah, that's the card for you. ATI is the other manufacturer that is out there that makes what they call in their Radeon series, and they have like the 9000 series.
Right.
They also are starting to make a real high-end gaming cards. And then I think Matrox might have a few out there and things.
No, Matrox gaming, no.
Okay, so
now, here's the difference. With ATI is both the manufacturer of the chipsets and the cards and everything, and so everything comes from them, whereas with the NVIDIA stuff, they only really make the chipset and the software drivers. There's a bunch of manufacturers who make those cards, so the card themselves, generally from manufacturer to manufacturer, is about the same, but there are some slight differences depending on the manufacturer of the card.
Let me give you a great resource you can use to learn a lot about gaming cards, one that a lot of people use on the internet. It's a website called Tom's Hardware.
Tom's Hardware?
Tom's Hardware. Have you ever heard of it? It is superb. It's run by a bunch of geeks, and they really get into the specifics of everything hardware.
TomsHardware.com is where you want to go, and they've got, it's just everything about computers, and really they get into kind of the technical, high-end, geeky stuff about computers.
And they'll break down the video cards by clocks, the clock speeds, the exact type of memory on each. It's crazy.
And exactly what drivers you should be using and from where, and just really kind of, they get really in-depth.
Okay, great. That'll give me a lot of information. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks for holding, Brian, and Happy New Year.
No problem.
Thanks.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We got time for another one? We getting done here?
2 minutes and 46 seconds.
You know what? Don, Tim, anyone else that's holding, go ahead and hold. You're going to get private, personal attention after the
one-on-one
show.
One-on-one after
that's
the
show. Don't forget, folks, we send out a free newsletter. We get this all the time. Hey, you had something in your newsletter, and I'm not a subscriber. Can you send it to me? No! Don't ask. If you want our newsletter, subscribe. It's free. We don't spam you. There's no ads. We spend the time to do this. If you want what's in the newsletter, it's real simple.
I spend the time to do it.
And it's in a very simple text format, which, doesn't look quite as pretty as all the color pictures and everything, but it's very, very small. Anybody's email system can read it.
This week, Ken will play the part of Brandon. The angry young man. Yeah. Last night's newsletter had information about the new push.
Who says I'm an angry young man?
We all do.
I didn't know I was that.
Yeah, you are.
Brian, am I an angry young man? He says,
IRS wants you to do your taxes online. We had a link to that. There's a backup utility that's built into Windows XP, but it's actually not installed.
That makes me angry.
Yeah, you should. The Yaha virus.
Yaha!
It's getting worse, so check that out. Of course, all the stuff we talked about on the Today Show. Good stuff on the newsletter. It's free. Just go to datadoctors.com. There's a million places that you can sign up for the newsletter.
You click on the angry man, and you'll get the computer corner section.
We're going to get an angry young man icon for you, so the people who are on there. Oh, we had somebody email us and ask us, they heard the toilet sound last week, and they wanted to know how to get that.
Where can I get all the sound effects that I hear and different things? Most of them, you can get them the same place we got them, which is...
the internet!
Go to, like, Google.
Yes.
And type in, like, I replied to that guy and said, hey, put in toilet space flush space dot wave space download. And when I did that, I got like half dozen or more links to direct at least 20, 30 toilet flush sound files. You get a couple of those, you'll find one that you like. And
wave files are Windows audio video files.
Yes.
Actually, they're audio files.
Yeah. They're uncompressed MP3s.
Yeah, that's basically the sound files that when you have sounds that occur in... This guy wanted the toilet flush for when he emptied his recycle bin or something. So those wave files, that's why you want to put the .wav so it finds the specific files that if you want to assign them to specific functions in Windows, you can.
You can rest assured that 99.9% of everything we cover on this show, all sounds you hear, if you were to be able to see video clips, anything that we do... I guarantee you, almost in all cases, you'll be able to find it on the internet somewhere, because that's where we get 99% of our information.
Come on. The internet?
No? The internet. It's a vast resource.
Heard about that place.
If used properly, you can find things. Helpful stuff like toilet flush sounds.
Michael, your predictions for 2003?
Tablet PCs will not be making the leverage that Microsoft thinks it are. You can't even read what's on them. And wireless networking is going to take over the homes, so be ready to get that wireless stuff in your house, especially if you have two or more computers. It'll be great.
And that's the other thing, is if you have one computer right now, by the end of the year, you'll probably have two.
Yeah, that's the third prediction.
Really?
This is the time to buy a new PC, especially if you have a PC older than 1999, because everybody has a big stock, and your computers are now getting old enough to where you can get a new one at a great price.
And with that, the old computer you have, please participate in our Recycle Your Old Technology show next week. Come down to the home show, bring your stuff. We're going to try to get you free tickets. Be nice to Mother Earth, and watch our newsletter for that.
All the details in the newsletter, that's right.
All right,
maybe like the 10th person to bring down a computer gets a...
It's Ken and Brandon reminding you...
If it ain't broke...
Don't fix it.
News Radio 620, KTAR, live, local, first.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey, and this...